Here's something for you to chew on, if you will. According to the Detroit News, and this is from several weeks ago, the article is dated late January 2020. The partial resumption of indoor dining at Michigan's restaurants on February 1st is coming too late for an estimated 3,000 such businesses that have already closed. For the survivors, the lingering effects of the pandemic are reshaping, perhaps permanently, the ways many establishments use technology, delivery, and innovation to serve their customers. Yeah, 3,000 restaurants gone. Joining me here on the program, Justin Winslow. He is the president and the CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association. Justin, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. I mean, I don't know that I can overstate how tough the pandemic closures were on the restaurant and service industry in Michigan and around the country. Is 3,000, this is from the Detroit News, is that about right? Obviously, you deal with this every day. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. And that equates to about one in six restaurants in Michigan over the last year and a half. And it's not that restaurants never close ever, but that rate is dramatically outpacing anything the industry has ever seen before.
Right. It's many times more than it would have been. But finally, the restrictions have been lifted. No more curfews, no more restrictions inside. Of course, this comes after the governor was having a pizza party and got photographed a few weeks ago in violation of her own rules. Where do you go from here? I mean, I've had you on the program before. You've been cautious, I suppose, about criticizing anyone in Lansing. Of course, you have to work with them more than I do. I just get to talk about them. You have to work with them. So I guess that puts us in a different position, right? But, I mean, let's be honest. These policies hurt your members, did they not?
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about it. I think there's some new research out showing that Michigan is the slowest to recover from the pandemic. And you still see that and you still feel that. It's not the number one concern we're dealing with today, but this industry is put in unnecessary harm. And you can see it in relation to the states around us. You can see it in relation to all the states, frankly, in this country, that we bore the brunt harder here and unnecessarily so. Because I think the frustrating side of this, if we're talking about security versus freedom, we sort of lost on both sides. We were overwhelmingly locked down, which impaired this industry more than anyone, and we didn't get better health benefits out of it. So it's frustrating to watch so many of our brethren in this industry go down for the count for good, and to what end? Because we didn't fare better on the health side of the equation, and that's frustrating. Obviously, we are trying to turn the corner, though. It's a good day today. Sure. Today is the day we move past a year and a half. 463 days, Steve, of limited or no occupancy in restaurants. And for the first time in that 463 days, restaurants can operate at 100% capacity.
Wow, 463 days. I had no idea it was that big, that significant. And that's rough. You know, and here's something else. Justin, and we've talked a lot over the years, but here's something that has always struck me as inappropriate, is designating one group of people as essential workers while others that are losing their jobs and not paying their mortgage or their rent or their child support or whatever their obligations might be are not essential. I've always thought that was unfair. And then giving bonus checks at taxpayer expense to certain people and not others, that's always rubbed me wrong, especially for people. I mean, being a server, for example, in a restaurant is one of the great jobs you can have if you're a single parent. It's one of the great jobs you can have if you're putting yourself through college. It's maybe the greatest job you can have to learn about people and interaction. If you're a young person, it's your first job. These are great jobs, and I consider all jobs to be essential is what I'm getting to. But the restaurant industry serves so many different sectors of our society. I think it's clearly essential. Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but you're 100% right. This industry was there and out front, maybe if not for dine-in over a long period of time, but was there for your carry-out and for drive-through, keeping our economy running and keeping people fed during an impossible, challenging time. And they were, in my estimation, a lot of other people's on the front line. and not to be thought of as that way. It could be frustrating for a lot of people. It could be a lot to swallow. But it is the reality we find ourselves in, and we're trying to turn that corner. We're trying to move on. There definitely is a lot of demand out there now, Steve, which is a good sign. People do want to get back to restaurants.
Right.
And it's showing up in the data. We just don't have enough people to work yet.
Yeah, Justin Winslow here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. It's a lot to swallow. I see what you did there, Justin. See, you can be a professional at this. all right, so let's talk about moving forward. I've seen restaurant capacity, even in the last couple of weeks, long lines waiting to get into places, waiting lists that are like, it'll be 3 hours. I'm like, excuse me? I actually had that said to me at a restaurant in Okemos over the weekend. 3 hours. Yeah, that's the wait time. Okay. So some people will come back, and with, I guess, maybe for those that did survive, there's good news because there'll be more demand for the products they have due to those that didn't make it. Yes or no?
Yeah, certainly. I think the biggest challenge right now is there's so much pent-up demand. As we talked about, 15 months people kept inside, they miss dining out. People love going out and having that experience of being in a restaurant, and it's showing. You're seeing a lot of restaurants, and it's not the outlier. It's not the unique case where a restaurant is closed on the day that they didn't used to be closed or closed for a specific shift. Maybe it's a lunch. Maybe it's a slower day dinner because they just don't have enough staff. And so that's driving some of the problem. There isn't enough supply out there right now. I think the market will correct itself. It always does. But right now, there is a real, real challenge out there to try to meet this demand because it is big.
And on one other thing we don't talk about nearly as much, Justin, but we should, it's the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. We don't talk about the hotels, the motels. How did they fare during this whole pandemic?
You know what? I appreciate you asking that because most people do want to hear that restaurant story, and you don't hear the hotel story as much. It's been harder. There wasn't a spike of open close, but people didn't travel. People didn't travel for work. People didn't travel for convention and large group gatherings at all. Yeah, I think we had the longest shutdown of large group gatherings, and we're kind of held to a limit of 25 people indoors. Weeks, in some cases months, past most other states. It was really ridiculous, and it prevented hotels from being able to regain some of that business. So they've suffered. They lost a large supply of their own workforce, and trying to get that back right now has been a challenge. Because I tell you what, as much as people want to dine, they really want to travel right now. And if you're in northern Michigan, you're feeling that very, very acutely.
Well, right, a lot of those venues lost opportunities to host weddings and anniversary parties because a lot of the hotels and motels have, facilities for that sort of thing. They lost out all of that business for a full year.
Yeah.
Justin, greatly appreciate it. I got to leave it right there. Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association. It's always a pleasure to have you, Justin.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. There you have it. 3,000 restaurants gone. The others, they got hit bad as hard as well. So we're coming back, Michigan. We're going to do it. We're going to overcome the bad policies and the bad decisions by those in Lansing, and we're going to do better. That's a fact. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. When we come back, a very special guest. I call him a conservative hippie. Theron X is on his way. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family?
For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.